Hi, this is Dr. Kimberly Leonard, author of Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life and host of this podcast, Incredible Life Creator. And today I have invited Robert J. Moore to come on, and he has been on in the past. So thank you so much for coming on and updating us.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, just so people can get to know you if they haven't seen your podcast in the past, I'm just going to read a short bio. Robert J. Moore is a seasoned professional featured in Forbes and Disrupt magazines, internationally awarded bestseller, founder of Magnetic Entrepreneur Inc., which consists of Magnetic Entrepreneur TV, speaker, business coaching, and he also won a Guinness World Record. Robert has done so remarkable that his latest book, Resilience, is based on a true story of Robert's life. It has not only been seen on New York Times Square and Piccadilly billboards, but has now is being made into a movie, and it will hit the theaters early 2024. So lots of exciting things happening in your life.
It's been a bit of a rush, go. At the same time, I'm doing things around the house as we were just talking about. I just came in from doing the sewer job and finishing off the job, and nobody said I had to be clean to be here today. So I'm just a natural kind of guy. I'm the kind of guy that just because I have success in one area doesn't mean I have life at the I have to live at the same time. I got the honey-do list, like I was saying, is my doing, but when it comes to someone has to deal with the plumbing, and it's got to be done.
Exactly. So
My
just
little friend here agrees.
yeah.
That's kind of cute, though, eh?
It is very cute. Just so people can get to know you a little bit, who if they haven't heard the podcast with you earlier this year, just tell us kind of where you started out, because I think people will find that interesting that you had some pretty rough times starting out, and now here you are, you're going to have a movie about your life.
So basically, it started off. I was 13 years old. I didn't like where I was living. I just didn't feel like I fit in with the family. I started drinking OV. Damn thing tastes like sandpaper, man. Nice and warm. But when I let that belch out, I started feeling like I'd become someone because it gave me that weird bubbly feeling all over the place. So my dad would always say, "Listen, Robert, can you go down and get us a round of beer?" Sure, no problem. I'd guzzle one down on the way upstairs. I let a big belch out, and I'm starting to feel good now. So I had two or three of those, and I'm pretty much wasted at 13 years old, right? So it became a trend that I liked that feeling, and I to escape. So I just kept drinking. I became an alcoholic. I didn't become a drug addict until my first common law wife died in my hands, giving birth to my second child with a pulmonary emboli and an epileptic seizure. Then I became a drug addict. I was kind of lost and with no hope. And then I started really going into the gangster stuff, hanging around with certain people, the mafia, hanging around with bikers, and felt like I fit in because I wasn't getting the attention that I or filling the void, basically, is what I would say. So when I started filling that void, and it was a wrong turn because I ended up doing like 17 years in jail, and I ended up 7 years on the streets. It was a hard knocks things I had to do. Some of the stuff I didn't like the cops coming in to swarm on me with guns all over the place. I didn't like all the fighting and everything I had to do, the anger. And that wasn't the bikers or the mafia. That was me. I felt that. I'm the one that did that. I felt that, right? I'm the one that felt like I was all angry because I didn't know how to fit in. So after I had enough, I got clean and sober. And that's almost 18 years ago now. Clean and sober. So I decided, okay, well, there's got to be something out there I can do. I don't like the way I feel. I said, I got to get my education. So I went, got my grade 12. And with people 15, 20 years junior to my age, felt weird. And they're talking about partying. And I almost felt like I fell right into that. But I just shut my mouth, just kept going. Then I got my social service worker diploma, my addictions degree, my BA in psychology, my master's in counseling psychology, my two honorary doctorate degrees. And featured in Forbes magazine just last year, Guinness World Record. You can see both of them behind me. I was on the Forbes Council for a while. It's kind of interesting. But the thing is, when you bring your business up to something, never forget your past. I'm going to tell people this as a rule because you know what? Too many people hide behind it. Just like we were talking about a little earlier, that too many people, they always want to be fancy and, oh, my business is doing this, my business is doing that. Well, how about what I was just doing? I was just playing in shit, literally plumbing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not joking around. I mean, I have to have things on the side in order to make me a powerful person. So, I mean, I got my youngster out there. I got two people I got hired out there to clean up the rest of the rocks. And we're almost done. And my part's done because I'm in here now. But, I mean, if you were in the same room with me, you'd say, excuse me, shower. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I got to be raw. I'm raw. Straight goods. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, there's... I'm just the kind of guy. I mean, when I work with people, I've worked with Les Brown's daughter. I've coached her for a little while. I've been on stage with some of the top people in the world, like Les Brown, Bob Proctor, Raymond Aaron, you know, you name it. I've been on stage with most of them.
Yeah. But it's so nice to, it's refreshing actually to have someone like you. That's just like, you just shoot straight.
I do, yeah.
I mean, last year I called you and like, yep, I'm putting this heated floor in my house. I mean, you're always working on some project.
Yeah, I did. I did the whole house floor, the whole bottom floor of my house, all heated floors I put in. Did it all myself. Mm-hmm. Did all the plumbing, just did that myself. I did that. This here, I got this here right here. I built my own hands. You know, I had someone do the frame for me because I was busy, but then I did the rest of it. It's all insulated. I got that air conditioning up here. I got the heat on right now. And it's cozy. I mean, it's out in my backyard. I mean, literally my house is like right there and I'm out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have your life all set up around you and, you know, talking about what we just went through the last few years where people were trying to adapt. Well, you have adapted really well. And, yeah. And one of the other things I was thinking that I really like about you, as busy as you can be doing, you know, one end being an author and a speaker and a publisher, and then on the other end doing your physical things, whenever I've ever called you or contacted you, you always had time for me. You mm-hmm. always have time to help people, and I just appreciate that so much.
Yeah, even when I had my radio station, you're going through a hard time, I said, well, I would just do it this way, you know, like give mm-hmm. you some time to deal with this stuff, and I'm there for you if you need me.
Yep.
You know, it's estimated, to be honest with you, because I was, the thing is, people don't realize I was a therapist for 12 to 15 years. Plus, I was a drug and alcohol counselor registered in both. The drug and alcohol counseling, I think, was more to find out where I was coming from, like why I was being the asshole I was, why I was behaving the way I was, and why I treated people the way I was. It was all basically to figure out where I was. Now, when I did the therapy part, it was because I like helping people, but I like giving them the points on how to help themselves. Because you can't really help. See, when people come to me, they say, okay, well, I guess you don't want me to drink or drug, and I got to stop that. How am I going to do that to come see? I don't give a shit if you drink or drug. Drink a drug all you want. Just don't do it the day of. Mm-hmm. You know, just don't come to me drunk. Come to me sober. Let's talk about the stuff. Let's get the BS out of your system. Find out where the core of the problem is, and you won't have to worry about drinking and drugging no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even when people, I'm coaching people, I didn't care if it was Les Brown's daughter or Les Brown or whoever it was. I mean, when I'm sitting there talking to them and I have something to say, I said it. You know what I mean? I told them where they're wrong, as long as I'm willing to take it back. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get criticized too. I just hired Armin Moore, and he's a top strategist in the world. I just flew out to North Carolina and spent a week down there with him. You know, so I mean, I changed over all my stuff because I don't know if you know this, but I just sold my publishing company. So that's, I still help the odd person out with publishing and stuff like that. But yeah, I sold the publishing company. I'm just doing high-end masterminds now and teaching people how to build their business. And I utilize all those skills I have, and I bring it right into helping people build up and get to 6, 7, 8 figures now.
So there's a lot of people that really need help in overcoming. Like you said, some people, you know, they don't know what to do with their business, or sometimes they don't know what to do with their life. Where's always the first step to start anything?
Well, first you have to mind map. You got to mind map the situation. You got to sit there and look, okay, what do I want it to look like? Do I want to look like Tony Robbins? Do I want to look like, you know, this person or that person? Who do you admire? Stop going to all the places you could think of. Like I see it all the time. Oh, gotta go to this one. Oh, gotta go to this event. Gotta go to that event. All you're doing is screwing up your own head. Because you're looking at, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. It's okay if you sit online and you look at the stuff online or you go to the events, but be careful. You only want to take a nugget of each person. Nugget of each person. That's all I did, is took a nugget of each person. I studied 52 of the top achievers in the world. And 40 of them I actually shared stage with. So what I did was I took nuggets of them to build what I got right now to share to the world. Now, marketing, I was weak in that. So it was always best to hire someone that knows it. You know, Armand Morin went from $1.53 in his pocket to $200 million in services. You know, and that's pretty good. That's pretty comfortable in my eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jack Canfield, I worked with him a bit. He's also sent people my way to work with, and he's also shared stage with me. I shared stage with, it was 2.1 million people is the most I ever spoke in front of. 2.1 million people online. That was called Turning Point 2020. Mm-hmm. And we had Reggie Ross, Buccaneers. We had Thick and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. We had the movie The Secret, everybody on them all, right? And a bunch of all the doctors, WOM, all the doctors in the world, top doctors. It's pretty cool.
That is really cool. And talking about, you know, people to surround yourself with. So, you know a lot of people, you've been out in the field, you've been speaking with them, but how do you choose the people that are the closest to you?
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as people being closest to you, because if anybody's willing to learn, they're close. I don't pick and choose who I want to hang with. I'll hang with anybody. But the thing is, if I don't see them willing to move or change or do the right thing, why do I want to be influenced by that? If you go to a barber's chair and sit in the barber's chair long enough, you're going to get a haircut. You know what I mean? So why do I need a haircut? I just buzz it myself. You know, I don't need the influence from others that aren't doing the job themselves. So if I'm going to hang around in a bar, the primary purpose is to drink. I don't want to drink. So why do I want to be there? So I want to hang with the people that are being influenced, others, and they're achieving goals and where I want to be. One thing you got to learn is in this life, don't ever think you're better than anybody in that room. You're never smarter than the person in the room. If you're the smartest person in the room, get the hell out of that room, go to the next one. Because I guarantee you, there's always something to learn. And I don't care how big you are. I've taught some of the biggest people in the world. They came to me for advice. They sat down. We worked for a day. And I showed them their foundation is off, right? Their structure is off. They can't run their business. They can't figure out why they're not getting bigger. And they're billionaires, some of them. But they can't figure out if they walked away, their business would crash. Why? Because they didn't teach the people to look at the foundation structure of the business. So you got to look at that kind of stuff. And that's where you need to really put the cement in there and make sure it's okay. And I've done that.
Beautiful. So let's talk about the movie. I want to hear
let's
about
do it.
The
movie. Let's kick it up a notch. So the movie, I actually just did sign. I signed the contract just about 3 weeks ago. I signed the contract and we have, I can't tell you who's going to be in it yet. I know it's going to be spoily. I can tell you off camera, but I can't tell you on camera yet. We have almost five big names in it. There are literally five big names going to be in it. It's going to start off with, here's how it's going to start off with. It's going to be my life history, everything I went through, but we're going to shorten it down. It's only 90 minutes. How do you put a whole life of 51 years in the 90 minutes? But I will. It's going to start off with me getting my award from Forbes, you know, when I got my award. And it's going to be like, everybody's going to be black tie and a suit. And I'm going to have a bunch of people in the room, probably about 50 to 100 people. Those who want to come, that's not a problem. I'm probably going to charge for certain seats and that, you know, especially the front ones for them to be seen. So it's going to be me getting up. I'm going to start buttoning up my shirt and I'll be walking halfway up. And all of a sudden it turns to a flash, like the flash of my whole life. So then they start the whole movie, go right through it. And how they're going to work me out is when I'm 13 years old, 12, 13, 15 to 25, they're going to age that person that's in jail, because I did 17 years, right? So they're going to age that person in jail. So what's going to also happen at the end is, this is amazing. They're going to have the person being released. When they're going to be released, they're going to, yeah, okay, there's a corner like this, okay? When the person goes up this way, it's going to be one person. But when they come this way, it's going to be a different person, but older.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So that's how it turns right into the older person. It makes it look like I've done a lot of years, right? Mm-hmm. So then ever at the end, very much at the very end, you know, you'll have the bikers in there. You'll have the different style people, the jails and everything else we're going to be doing. So what's going to happen is they're going to finish it off with me actually walking up to the stage. I'll grab my wife and my kids and we'll walk up on the stage from there and I'll get my award. And the award I'm going to get is the same one I've already received.
Beautiful.
And then, yeah, but I also have a song that was written about my life that we're going to incorporate in, which was actually just put in for International Writers Day, Songwriters Day, April 9th. I'll find out if we won.
Well,
Right now, we're in the
congratulations on
finals. We're in the
that.
finals.
That is so beautiful. And you said the movie's coming out early 2024, so we're
Yeah,
not sure
we're
when.
just waiting for one more signature, and then we're moving forward, and we're going to be doing it in Canada. So we're going to be calling a lot of people. Hey, listen, we have two different events, like the Guinness World Record. We got reenact again. So I mean, we could put 50 people in the room, but you see, there's a certain thing that they want in movies. I didn't know this till recently. I can't remember the name of it, but there's certain people have to be connected with a high-end, something to do with acting, right? It's a thing that they do. And for every 10 people or every 20 people that are in the room, you could have one of those actors there. Like high-end actors with the with this with their system. So basically you got to have one in there for every 20 people. So I say if we have 50 people in the room and put a mirror on the side, now we have 100. But it might not work that way. That's just my
Yeah,
thinking.
but that's very creative. That's they can do something with the camera and make double people. I bet they could.
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty neat what they can do with it. I mean, I could do a lot with this camera here. Right now I got a Mark, what is it? The Canon M50, Mark II. So it's one of the newest, ones I got. And I could, believe me, I could focus this right on the whole room or whatever. It back clears the background. It's amazing this thing. It's like right behind my computer, like here.
That is beautiful. Well, I'm excited about the movie coming out. Is there anything else, any other advice you would like to give as far as living an incredible life?
You know what? You could be doing exceptionally well. I'm going to tell you this right now. There's so many people that think, okay, well, they're on the high. Well, then they get on the low, then the high and low. It's not bipolar. What it is the fact that you're going to have days. You know, sometimes I have days I just want to say F it. Sometimes I say, you know, you feel the world's coming at you. You feel like, you know, you just can't understand it or why are you doing this? Like, what am I doing wrong? Well, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's just something you have to go through. You know what I mean? Like I've been through, you know, deaths, for instance. I lost three of my brothers. I lost one in 2001. He died, you know, car crash. I'll do the drugs and alcohol. 2015, an overdose, April 1st. I thought it was an April 1st Fool's Day thing, right? And then next thing you know, on March 27th, 2021, another one died. Three of my brothers died of an overdose, like drugs and alcohol, basically. I won't say overdose, but I'll say, you know, drugs and alcohol. And then I lost both of my parents. And I mean, you know, like it's been crazy. So you got to learn how you want to be seen out there. What do you want to do? Like, yeah, I'm going through turbulation and problems. I mean, we all do. Even right now, I mean, my wife had to have surgery, have all her teeth removed. I mean, that's another setback. I mean, that's $20,000 I didn't have at the time. I had to put out. You know what I mean? Because I had so much money put in and for the business and everything else. I was supposed to be using it for something else. So I use it for her instead. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know, even selling my RV when I just sold my RV. You know, I sold it. It was 40-foot RV. It was a nice camper. I sold it. I didn't even certify it. I sold it as is for 55,000. You know what I mean? I mean, that's not a bad deal. But at the same time, did I really need that in my life? Did I really need that RV? I mean, where was I taking it to? I mean, did I have to look flashy? No, I didn't. I don't need it. I mean, I'm happy with the house I have. It's a nice big house, beautiful house, great big backyard. You know, I have all the people around me that respect me. Nobody knows what I do for a living because I don't tell them. I'm humble. I keep humble. I just tell them, you know, nobody knows the past. These guys they all know I'm successful. They don't know my past. If they come up, sat down, had a coffee with me, I'd walk them through it. Not a problem. I'm not afraid to tell people, look, it's all right to have hard days. It's all right to go through tribulations. It's what you do after that is what matters to me.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Robert, for being on again today and for just inspiring people.
You know what? Thanks for having your show. I mean, you're such a lovely person, and you know, you deserve the up praise that you get. You know what I mean? You do well. You do really well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Robert. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Cheers, everyone.